Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening? This is your host of the Diary on Wednesday, and we call this You Are Creators Wednesday, and that was the Love Doctor. And that went on for about 2 minutes or so, because love is what makes everything possible. Love creates, love makes things possible, love bursts all things. And that's what we are talking about today, is the fact that you are creators, and if you love a thing and you concentrate on a thing enough, you'll get it. So today is Wednesday. It's the Wednesday before our Christ resurrection and all that good stuff. Everybody will be nicely dressed this Sunday, going to church. My boy Fred's coming to see Ma so I can make him something to eat. I'm very happy about that. My family's going to be with me this Easter Sunday, as many of them as possibly can, and I'm very happy about that. And today we're going to talk about the fact that, guys, we are creators. The simple fact that you were brought to the earth, God expected something out of your ass. He expected you to represent him in the most glorious and wonderful way possible, and that is to create. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Well, that means within you, like in your body. And as we grow and as we learn and as we reach out to God, God reaches back into us and brings himself forth, and he blows himself up. And you understand, if you are focused on him, what life is truly about. Every 7 years, we go through a birth of some type. Scientists know it. People know it. 0 to 7, we're growing. 7 to 14, adolescence. 14 to 21, we're getting a little identity complex. What has the world taught us? What has our mom and dad taught us? And are we with that shit? And then by the time we're 28, we think we know what the hell is going on. God damn it. Mama can't tell me nothing. I got 3 babies and 2 jobs, and I'm handling my business. And by the time we're 35, we like, fuck this shit, man. This ain't what I was born for. And that's the natural progression of human life. So by the time you're 49, December 16th of 2013, somebody will be 49. By the time you're 49, you have gone through your conflict and you have figured out if you have chosen to follow your inner you, you have figured out who God is, and you are going in that direction. And during your figuring it out, and that's what you do, from 28 to 35, you figure it out, God damn it. You are in conflict with your job, with your family, probably with your wife, all of that. You figure it out. You try to figure it out. No, you figure it out. By the time you are 49, you have gone through your conflict and you have figured it out. Either you have figured it out to serve you as an individual and your life and what you need to do in life, or you have figured it out for your family and you have become a little bitch ass fool and you suckered yourself in to what your wife wants, what your children need, and you hate your goddamn life. You got two choices. And my choice is to say, even if you got to hurt a few folks' feelings, you need to go the way that your heart leads you. And unfortunately, a lot of people hurt my feelings. And I might have hurt. I lost a lot of relationships in my 35, or really from 35 to 40, whatever I am right now. My last set, my renew, my resurrection, from 41 to 49. So by the time you're 49, you ready. By the time you're 50, you ready to really live the way God wants you to live. I lost a lot of folks. I lost my family because I told them to go fuck theyself. Because if we can't find out where Tammy is, I don't want to talk to none of y'all. Okay? So that happened. Lost relationship with all my kids. Because I'm not going to be Shaquanda, okay? Your mama's name is Stacy. Your mama's name is not Shaquanda. And everything ain't everything when it comes to you and what y'all want to do and putting it all up in my face. I'm sorry. You see your old-ass grandma and grandpa. Well, that's who taught me. And I'm old, timey, and I'm raising you old-timey. So I lost my kids for a long time. But I got them back because love conquers all. Love births everything, and we are creators, okay? You're a creator. You're a creator, and the best thing you can do for yourself is to realize that, and if you got to hurt some hearts and hurt some feelings to know who you are and to live who you are, then I suggest you do that, because you'll be like my sister, 64 years old and under the ground for 2 months now, died. Okay, before her father died. Her father died, our father died at 67. She was 64, made a quadrillion times more than our father, lived much better than our father, had 10 less kids than our father, but dead earlier than our father. Because what my father made sure he did, he kept his Jesus. And he kept his love of what he wanted to do with himself till they buried my daddy. Okay, my daddy was skin and bones, and that nigga was in Carnegie Hall, okay, throwing down. We were talking eloquently, skin and bones, about to die. But then my daddy was doing what the hell he wanted to do, what filled his heart with love. Not my sister. Okay, not me. That's the best thing my beautiful, wonderful sister taught me. Is you don't live your life for other niggas. Because you be dead and they parlaying and smoking crack in your house. You feel me? So as co-creators, you better create the universe you want to. And we do it in certain ways. You're doing it anyway. My sister did it. She created death. She died. Okay? Now she's perfect again, though. That's the beautiful part about that. She's perfect again. So basically, she getting the niggas up out of her house right now because she's perfect again. All right, so life depends on your mental home. Your life, your physical life that you look at when you wake up and you roll over and look at him, her, or whatever you got next to you, all that depends on your mental home. So think about if you were building a physical home. And what painstaking tasks you'd go through if you knew you had a quadrillion dollars and I'm going to take my quadrillion and I'm going to build my home. Well, how meticulous would you be with that money and that time and that space, you know where the pool was going to be. You know where everything was going to be. And nothing better fucking be out of place when you move in. Because you've spent your money for this home that you have built, that you have paid for, that you have worked for, and it better be right, goddammit. Well, guess what? That's your life in your brain. So how much more careful should you be with your brain and your thoughts and your life and your mouth when you realize that your brain and your mouth and your thoughts, not your mama's brain, mouth, and thought, not your little baby daddy brain, mouth, and thought, not your little bratty-ass kid's brain. My customers are calling me on this phone, but don't I tell them that I work till 6 p.m. Pacific time. I say from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time. They still calling me. Because you know what? I created this shit. Don't say, God, I want customers calling me every day. I want customers from all over the country calling me every day. Well, Stacy got 5 sheets of paperwork with people's name on it. Yeah, I'm calling about the ad you got on Craigslist. Yeah, I'm calling about the ad you got on Craigslist. The ad you got on Craigslist. Stacy created some shit that she wasn't realizing, you understand? Because that's what we do. And when you circulate and generate and rotate and gravitate and in love, God's going to give you what you want. And I've been a loving person since I was born, okay? Since my siblings were making fun of me because I wake up out of a dead sleep singing Carpenter love songs to animals and shit. Well, guess what? Now that I am 50 years old, that was God talking to me, telling me that I was special, and I'm talking to you. Because when we sleep, God talks to us. You know that. That's when your major part of your creation takes place, when you're asleep. And you know what? Very few people know this, but Bill Gates knows it. Bill Gates, I'm studying the same shit Bill Gates was studying when he was 18. Everybody knows that dude. Because it's all about you. It's not about somebody else. It's not about your mama. It's not about Pastor Whoop-de-Whoop, what he done told you, what he done found out. It's not about your baby daddy. It's not about your boss. It's not about your nothing other than you and your glorious, wonderful mind. Okay? So I haven't even started reading. I sound like Al Sharpton when you put my papers in front of me. The Democrats, duh. I'm like, what's somebody tell that nigga that it's the? Can you do me a favor and quit saying duh? I hate listening to him. I cut off my TV from 3 to 4 on MSNBC. Duh. And why does it sound like he's yelling? Why is he yelling? Nobody black is death. Duh. So that's why I don't like reading off my, because I sound like him. That's probably why God made me sound like him. So I try to flee fro. You see what I mean? Messing up. Okay, your life depends on your mental home, damn it. How watchful would you be if somebody said, here, Tracy Jackson, in your beautiful, wonderful town of Camarillo, California, I'm going to put you up there in the Spanish Hills. But he wouldn't do that because I wouldn't live in nothing called hills in California. As paranoid as I am on earthquakes, I'll just be on solid ground, high as I can see where I can see the beach. So I need to be real close. Anyway. All right. So I would be very careful. So same thing with your brain. Okay? Your mental home creates your life. So what I need you to start doing, because you are creators, you know, you need to practice your I ams. I am happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole. As many times as you can think about that, you need to just say that. Or you need to say the wonderful things that you wish for your life, wealth and prosperity. Look at yourself in the morning when you're making yourself all wonderful and beautiful. I'm prospering today. I'm more prosperous today than I was yesterday. Because the way we're built, the way our bodies are built as creators, when we speak, those things that we speak to ourselves go through us physically. and they change us, they transform us. And if we can believe it with emotion and know, and if you're a Christian, you know God wants to bless you. So you can believe I'm prosperous today, tomorrow, and all this week. My job is prospering me every day. My job is prospering me every day. If you believe that you are a child of God, you know that's true because that's what God does for his children. So the natural, and they call them the eternal verities. Eternal verities are just truths of life, okay? Good wins all the time. Goodness and kindness, the eternal verities you'll find in the Bible. And you'll find in the 23rd and the 91st Psalm. Read that every day. Take pieces of that. Eternal verities. Think that. Eternal means they'll never change. Okay? Those are the things that you want to constantly focus your thinking on, because the more you focus your thinking and your speech on those types of things, the more that your life will begin to magically transform into the things that you're thinking and speaking over your life. That's why my kids are so good, and I didn't even realize what I was doing when I was doing it. Jesse was a baby? Oh, you're the best baby girl ever. Mommy loves you so much. You are the best baby girl ever. 25 years later, she's the best daughter ever. Freddie and Chris. I always said, Chris, you're so good with money, because he was. You are going to be rich, Chris. You are going to be rich. The first time we got robbed, when Jesse and Freddie's friends come through there stealing our shit because they know we got it going on, what'd they take? Chris's bubble gum and his quarters, and Chris was 5. Chris is 20. And Chris is a manager already at a fast food chain, okay? So when Chris was a baby, Chris, you're going to be so good with money, I can tell. And Chris was a baby. Chris is money thoughtful today and knows how to make it and not afraid to make it. Freddie, so smart. Always say you're so smart and you're so handsome. And even with little flaws, you never tell. And he's the sweetest, most handsome man named Freddie I know. What you speak, what you say, what you think. That's why it's good to know these things for yourself, but it's even better to know it for your family, because if you can think these things upon yourself for your family, see your family as happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole, then that's your whole family. And when you're an enlightened person and you're a loving person and you walk like God and you think like God and you sing God's song, you want things for not only for yourself but for your loved ones and for the world, not just for your loved ones. And not very many people listen to my show Sunday because I say what you should be learning in church, see? Because don't nobody want to hear nothing about no damn church. Because church ain't doing nothing for nobody. So I'm going to rename that to listen to a nigga cuss out a pastor or something. They'll listen. You know what I'm saying? But you are creators. You're created by God to do things, to be, to do, to think, to act, to move. Okay? You need a mental house cleaning, and that's what meditation is. That's what prayer is intended to be. And prayer that works is prayer that does this. Prayer is quiet. Prayer is a singular thing that you, between you and God, and that's the God inside you. Prayer, it could be, you know, your whole church, yeah, let's sing and dance and da-da-da, but those people aren't involved in your development. So when I pray, it's something I do in my quiet place, because what I do in private, God will exalt in public, right? So your prayer is a very personal thing between you and God. And when you pray in the sign, there's a science of prayer. When you pray, you are supposed to see yourself in the position that you are asking God for. You're supposed to try to feel that position as well as see that position. And when you can do those two things in a grateful, loving attitude with no ill feelings towards anybody, that's why people don't have power. They too busy hating on motherfuckers. And then they go to church and try to think that God's going to bless them. And God doesn't bless you when you have ill or odd from anybody. That's why I had to let people go. I'm like, oh, no, I got to let you go. Because God's not going to bless me if I don't let how I feel about you go. That fucks my whole everything up. That's why I said, Sunday, these are the things you need to be learning in church. That's why I call myself the love doctor. That's the love doctor that plays in the first, because that's what it's all about. It stems from that. Because if you can accept that in your life, then everything else naturally flows. You are a creator, and love creates. Love is the springing board. Love is the catalyst. Love is the that gets things going. And I've messed up so much just in the recent past, using my mouth the wrong way, and people that I love, well, people that love me, they come back. But people I'm trying to love, they like, no, no, I'm not going to do that no more. See, and you mess it up. So just stay in a loving, mental, good attitude towards everyone. Mental house cleaning, prayer. Have no odds. Say, God, forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm coming to you. And I know when I come to you, I can't have odds against no one. That's why me having my son, paying for my son to come here and then having him go see his grandparents up the road. Yeah, mom lives right up the road. In July, she's invited you to a Posey Johnson Tomlin family reunion on her, and she really wants you to come. And that's going to blow their mind because, you know, you throw stones or coals on the devil. I mean, for what? Why am I going to let you keep me from what God says I can have? That's just dumb of me because I know I'm a creator, and no creation takes place where love isn't in full bloom. So I got to let you go, bruh, and I got to take a break. I got reggae music on. That's God's music. Creator. Think that. Love creates. Love is the everything. I love my Catholic church, you know what I'm saying? Because they are what they are, but I think they've been duping people, man. I think churches in general just been duping people, you know. That's why I'm with Neville. I post him on my Facebook page because he's the nigga. He really is. And he's like, I don't care if the whole world goes against me. I know what's true because it's been tested and proven in my life. And amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That's what I say. When belief becomes fact, you better just either listen to me or I'll see you later, bruh, because I don't talk to dumb people. So I'm going to take a little break. How long we got? Well, Crazy Cat. Let's play. No, Love Doctor, because I love you, and that's what everything is about. I'll be back. Yeah, the way you stole my da-da-da-da-da. Here we go. This is your host, Stacy Johnson. Did I say that? I am the last of my mother and father's kids. They was old as hell. Tired of kids. And then for some reason they had me. And I thank them very much because when you that old, I'm 42, 52? I ain't even 52 and I'm smart as hell. So I got a lot of good stuff from my parents. A lot of wisdom, and I'm sure their love for each other was just as strong as their love for God, and I got a piece of all of that by being their last child, and I'm so grateful for that. And I know my parents had a deep love for Jesus Christ in the way that they knew how for their time and what they did, and they all, my dad and mom, converted from being Baptist and went to being Catholic. One brother was a Catholic priest, so my family was very devoted and taught love and Christ and goodness, and there is a God, and I'm so grateful for that, for my parents, and I just have to live a life that shows that, and not just talk about it, but act about it. Love is an action word as far as I'm concerned. That's why I call myself the love doctor, you feel me? Because that's what we do anyway. If you've ever been to Camarillo, come to Camarillo. They should have that. No, they don't really want people to come because cops stop you when your tags are good, like they stopped me just because I was a Negro. And I saw another Negro today at the store. I was like, hey, black people. She's like, yeah, there are not many of us. And I was like, well, they're okay. Now, how you doing, though? I love it. It's so beautiful. I love it. But I used to come. My brother was black, and he was here for a long time. So anyway, mental power and thought. Scientists show, guys, we have two parts of our mind. Is the subconscious, which works when we're asleep. That keeps our heart beating, our sweating, slaps us when we got to fly when we're asleep, that kind of stuff. Everything, our functions going, subconscious, and then the conscious. We're up and awake, and I say dumb stuff. That's that one. Well, we only use 10% of our brain. 90% of our brain power is subconscious activity. And so it would really be advantageous to us as humans if we learned how to use that, because the subconscious mind is our creative mind. And that is the female portion of us, and it's the creative portion of us, and it's the part that works for us even when we don't know that it's working. And that's where the thought part comes in very, very well, because what we think and talk and say, the subconscious takes that and says, oh, that's your request. So if you're sitting worried about it, you sit down, 90 seconds. If you're sitting worried about stuff, the subconscious takes those worries and makes more things for you to worry about. If you sit and you're happy about stuff, well, then your subconscious takes those things and then give you more things to be happy about. Okay? So this is what we need to do as creators of our universe, is we need to begin to practice I am, because if you look in your Bible, I am is God's name. And any time, I mean physically, any time you say I am, that is a creative power that goes through you as an individual. So this is what I need you to do as creators of your life. I am happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole. Say that so much that when you wake up out of a dead sleep, it automatically comes out of your mouth. Those are eternal verities, and God will put you in line with those things that you say. You are creators. Happy Easter. I'll be on Easter. I love you. You're a creator. I am happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole. I am happy, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole. I am happy, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole, and harmonious. And I throw a wealthy in there every now and then. The eternal verities. Study them, practice them, think about them, know them. That's who you are. That's who God is. God made you. You are God, and you are a creator. Happy Easter, baby. Thank you. Okay, remember, like the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, everything, it goes right for me. Like the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, and everything, it goes right for me. You got to do that. Get it inside you. It'll become a natural fact. You are a creator. We are going to take over the world just for you. Like the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, everything, it goes right for you. And me.